Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Human trafficking is a problem that people may not be aware of, but it is a problem in Southern California. And joining me now, I have Mike Byers, Public Affairs Officer for the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office. And we're going to be talking about human trafficking awareness. So thank you for joining me today, Mike. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Stephen.
Now, first of all, give us, if you can, the legal definition of human trafficking.
Well, human trafficking, I can't give you the word-by-word definition because it's quite lengthy, but human trafficking basically is the business of stealing somebody's freedom or liberty for profit.
And are there different types of human trafficking?
Yes, we have the two biggest types are sex human trafficking and labor human trafficking.
And how prevalent is it actually here in the Inland Empire? Is it a big problem?
Well, yes, it is, as a matter of fact. In fact, you know, the 10 Freeway can be considered a corridor to the other states with when it comes to human trafficking.
Are there any potential red flags associated with human trafficking, what we should look for in teens?
Absolutely. You know, especially for parents, they need to look for differences in maybe their behavior, or if they're running away from home at days of at a time and then coming back, maybe they have a new iPhone or a new mobile device, period, that you didn't buy, and it's an expensive one. Their demeanor around you, and also withdrawing from normal activities that they normally do, being whether it be with the family or sports.
Now, the district attorney's office, I'm sure you're active in fighting and cutting down on human trafficking, but what are you actually doing to help shut down the network and the people behind all of this? And who is behind all of it?
Yeah, unfortunately, who is behind all of this could be, we can't tell. We can't tell.
Okay.
If we don't want people thinking, oh, that's a human trafficker. It could be anyone, literally. And in terms of what we're doing here in San Bernardino County, we've got a very aggressive task force. We have an incredible education program for the law enforcement officers as to what signs they need to look for. And then the district attorney's office is quite vigorous on our prosecution of those. In fact, in between 2017 and 2019, there was over 382 arrests with 92 felony cases being filed and 253 misdemeanors. Cases being filed as well.
Oh, do you actually have a task force that is dedicated to this?
Yes, absolutely. We have a task force here in San Bernardino County.
Tell us a little bit about that.
The task force is made up of several participating agencies here in the San Bernardino County area, as well as with the district attorney's office.
Do you work with other agencies as well, like in Riverside County? Do you work with them as well?
Yes, we work with all agencies. Anyone that has a vested interest in combating this crime and putting an end to it, we work very well with them.
And what can the general public do to help combat this problem? Is there anything that they can do?
I think the most important thing is pay attention to our teens and what they're doing and where they're going, and also their use on social media. That's one of the most important parts of this. Parents, by all means, you need to set up boundaries for your kids using their devices. We always like to say there's no social media done or access of the device in the bathroom or the bedroom. And parents, you have the right to look at that phone anytime you want.
Now, you mentioned social media and putting boundaries on social media use for your children. Does law enforcement monitor social media?
Yeah, the task force actually has some techniques and tactics that I cannot disclose here.
Okay.
Obviously, you know,
right?
We don't want to give up our hand, but absolutely, we're everywhere. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Now, as far as services go, what are some of the services that are available to victims of human trafficking?
Well, here's a really good thing that I brought with me. Today, I brought Dozer, and Dozer is a courtroom facility dog, and Dozer helps victims of crimes talk about the crime or give that information to the advocate, the district attorney that's involved with the case, or even the law enforcement officers when they're doing their investigation. Sometimes a victim won't talk to us, you know, an authoritative figure, but they will talk to Dozer. And so we've got that awesome tool we use here in the district attorney's office. On top of that, there's quite a lot of organizations, one mainly here in San Bernardino County, The Open Door, which is a great nonprofit that assists government organizations in San Bernardino County with combating human trafficking.
Right. I believe we've had them in here in years previously, and they are a fine organization. Now, are there any other services that that you would like to mention?
Yes, there's an amazing organization. They're pretty heavy on social media. It's called Help Erase, and you can find their website, helperase.org. And what they do is not only do they help victims, but they also train law enforcement officers throughout the country on the signs of what they need to be looking for. And, of course, if you or you know somebody that may be a victim of human trafficking, the national hotline is 888-3737-888.
Okay, great. Give that number again.
That's 888-3737-888.
And as we start to wrap things up, is there one important point you'd like to make about human trafficking awareness?
Yeah, parents, pay attention to your kids. Talk with them and just give them some time. Help build their self-esteem.
And do you have a website that they can get more information?
Actually, we're really popular on social media with @SBCountyDA. You know, follow us over there. We give out great tips, and we're a good source of a contact if maybe a parent needs some more information.
So they can go on that website to get more information and maybe look at some of the red flag warnings and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, hit us up on Instagram. That's where you're going to get us quickly.
Okay, very good. Mike Byers, a public affairs officer for the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office, and we've been talking about human trafficking awareness. So thanks once again for joining me today, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.